mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am saying this so that no one may deceive you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I rejoice to see your morale and the firmness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. The word of God for the people of God. Are y'all hearing feedback?
Yeah.
Okay, I am too. Max, do you mind? It's like kind of ringing over here. Thank you. I love this time of year. I know I'm not the only one. There's something about the month of November that just causes excitement and joy and, of course, an abundance of thanksgiving. I know y'all feel it. I know that many of you want to just jump up and yell because of the excitement of this time of year. Isn't football season great? Seriously, I really do feel for those of you who don't enjoy football. My daddy started taking me to football games when I was just a baby. We would sit in the stands at the University of Southern Mississippi, and he would tell me what the coaches did wrong. He would describe in detail the bad calls made by the refs, and let me know that they all needed glasses. Then there would be those moments of absolute joy when our player, the Golden Eagle player, would run into the end zone. People would jump, scream, hug each other, give high fives all the way around. I loved it. I grew up anticipating Saturdays. I loved being a part of the excitement, and I was always amazed at how a crowd of people can go from happy to disgusted to mad to overwhelmed with an abundance of thanksgiving in one short play. When I got to high school, I was in the band, so I never missed a home or away game. We got to travel to just about every game. The state of Mississippi isn't that big, so most games were like driving to Rochester and back. I loved my high school games, too. And my love for football did not end when I left my parents' house. I never missed a home football game in college, and my friends and I went to many of the away games. Of course, along with high school and college football, including TCU in grad school, I love pro ball, too. The Saints are my number one team, followed by, well, I guess I should say the Vikings, yeah. The Minnesota Vikings, or the Green Bay Packers, or the Chicago Bears. Now, when the best of both worlds happen, when the University of Southern Mississippi and the Saints are winning, oh my goodness, there's no containing my excitement. Talk about overflowing. Throw in TCU playing well, and then there is no stopping the Thanksgiving. But I love football so much that even in the bad years, I still support my favorite teams. Case in point, the Saints. I have yelled for them since they came into existence. I have been through all of the bad years with all of the other diehard fans, bags on our heads, the ain'ts. I was a Saints fan when it wasn't cool to be a Saints fan. At the very beginning of every football season, I say, this is the year the Saints are going to the Super Bowl. And every year, people used to laugh at me. Brian, being a Cowboys fan, laughed at me. So imagine my Thanksgiving the season that the Saints went to the Super Bowl. Oh, and we won, too. My phone was going crazy when we won. My dad, my sister, my brother, we were all calling each other and yelling and screaming. Friends were calling and texting. We were all crying. As a kid, I learned that if you stick with a football team long enough, you can go from happy to extreme thankfulness in a matter of minutes or years or seasons. So by now you're sitting here probably thinking, why is the preacher standing in front of us and talking about football? You may be thinking, I'm pretty sure she read scripture, pretty sure this is where the sermon part is supposed to happen in the service. Don't be alarmed, this is the sermon. But I can't read this text without thinking about football. Verse 6 and 7 of this text. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Some translations of verse 7 say, just as you were taught, overflowing with thankfulness or with gratitude. The lives of those who live in Christ Jesus the Lord are to have a surplus of thankfulness. Let me read it another way from the Message, a paraphrase by Eugene Peterson. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You received Christ Jesus, now live him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. School's out, quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving. See, wouldn't this make a great locker room pep talk by the football coach to the players? Just go with what you know. You received the playbook. Now go make it real. You're deeply rooted in the team. You're well constructed upon the plays. You know your way around the field. Now do what you've been taught. Practice is over. Quit studying the playbook and start living it, and let your good plays spill over into thanksgiving. See, it just lends itself to a pep talk. And that's exactly what this is. The writer wants the church in Colossae reminded, hey, you know what you're supposed to do. You know the faith, the traditions. Now go out there and live it. Oh, and as you live this glorious life in Christ, let your lives become lives of thanksgiving, a surplus of thankfulness, a spilling of thankfulness, an overflowing of thankfulness. With my apologies to Penn State fans, yeah, Dean, several weeks ago, the University of Minnesota Gophers beat Penn State. Now, this was a huge win for the Gophers, right? That win put the Gophers winning four straight Big Ten games in the same season for the first time since 1973, 40 years ago. I love football so much that the underdog team can capture my heart, and with everything that the U of M football team and coach has faced this year, I have become a fan. Beating Penn State was a big deal. I just won't look that direction. Beating Penn State was a huge deal. We don't need to talk about the game against Wisconsin yesterday, do we? No. But during the game several weeks ago, Jerry Kill, their head coach, was not on the sidelines due to illness, as most of us know. But somewhere along the line, he gave the team this pep talk of, you know what to do. You don't need me on the sideline. You don't need me to tell you every move you need to make. You know the playbook. Go out there, live, and offer thanksgiving. Well, as you can imagine, the Gopher fans went crazy when they won. The players were jumping all over and hugging and yelling. The moment of overflowing thankfulness, though, for me, came in the locker room. It was there that Jerry Kill, the head coach, danced. Did you see it? He danced with the football players. He was filled with joy with the football players. The joy was so immense, it just overflowed into dancing. I have watched the video of Coach Kill dancing so many times since that win. It is pure, unbridled joy and thanksgiving. As the team dances and the coach dances and the fans outside the locker room were celebrating, it was such a visual for me of overflowing thankfulness. There's no way to contain it. There was no way to stop it. All that could happen was to let the thankfulness, the joy, the celebration happen. Isn't that how life in Christ should be? Shouldn't we be so excited about worshiping God that we arrive 1.5 hours before worship, come into the worship space, claim a chair to make sure we get one, then go back out into the gathering space to tailgate before worship? What if worship was like a sold-out game and we were so excited about being in worship that we would rather stand if there were no seats just to be in church? I know that I'm talking to stoic Minnesotans. And I know you're writing this off as crazy preacher talk too. But what if? Well, I would love to have all of the above happen. Tailgating in the gathering space at the top of my list. I think what I long for the most is that overflowing thankfulness, that surplus of thankfulness. If we know Christ and we live our lives in Christ, shouldn't our living spill over into thanksgiving? Can we imagine the doors of the church opening up after worship service and people are spilling out the doors not to get away, but so they can share their thankfulness with the world? No hurting each other, no dismissing anyone who isn't like us, no bigotry, no hatred, no killing. Just the overwhelming recognition that God's grace is for all of us, and we know this through Christ Jesus. That statement alone makes me want to high-five every single person in this sanctuary. God's grace is for all. The one who created us has supplied this earth with everything we need, loves us. God loves us. And that should make us want to jump and scream and shout for joy and have some killer dance moves. So, church, here is our locker room pep talk. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You receive Christ Jesus, now live him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon his teachings. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. Sunday school is out for today. You can study the subject for a few hours, but spend the majority of the day living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving. Let your lives be filled with overwhelming thankfulness. I can only imagine the surplus of Thanksgiving I will have the next time the Saints go to the Super Bowl. Yes, it will happen. But the surplus of Thanksgiving that overflows from the love of God, the grace of God, there is nothing like it. Happy Thanksgiving. I pray that as we offer thanks to God this week, and especially on Thursday, that when we realize how much for which we have to be thankful, we come spilling out of our houses, wanting to treat the world with that love and grace from an overflowing thankfulness. Amen.